Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, come to my island with me. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la, life is so happy and free. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Welcome to Let's Talk Healing. Looking for great advice? Need a solution? Change your life. Ask the energy guru, Atana. And so welcome to today's show. And we are taking live callers at 888-627-6008. Atana, how are you doing today?
Hey, wonderful being. I'm doing great. Transformation is happening. We just had this amazing moon. Everybody's expectations are over the moon.
It was a beautiful moon. And we have a guest, Carol, on the phone. Carol, how are you?
Hello. I am great. It's wonderful to be here.
Thank you. Okay, Donna, what have you got for us today?
Well, we're going to today bring up what is happening at a new beginning of a new year. Every new year starts with these amazing New Year's resolutions. And since we just came out of January, it's a very interesting time. We just had a full month of these New Year's resolutions, and often we have this experience that a lot of people fell off the wagon because they had all these great intentions. And then they say, I'm going to lose some weight, I'm going to do this, I'm going to change my behavior, I'm going to drink a little bit more or drink a little bit less. Whatever the decisions were, here in February is where the rubber meets the road. It's like, where are we at this? Where are we with the goals? Is it happening? Did everything fall into place? And we have also Carol here, and Carol has also, she works with the Atana method, and she is a very powerful healer with the method, and she works also with clients. And we want to talk a little bit about how the people that have come for the sessions with this New Year's resolutions, with the goals they have. I mean, for me, every day is a new year, a new beginning with my work, because I work with so many people starting or changing something. And for me, that's a given. New Year starts in every second. Every new second is a new second, a new year, and New Year's beginnings resolution. So, hi, Carol. How are you?
Hi.
And if you can give us an insight to that.
Hi, Atana. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here and be a part of your show and to discuss these things with you. This has been coming up with clients recently because, as you said, this is the time when, generally speaking, everyone's like, hey, something's new, so I should do something new too. I'll change some habits. I'll get healthier. Like you said, I'll lose weight. But what seems to happen, like the question seems to be, is it that you're starting new or starting over again? Because, you know, we keep, like, for me anyway, there seemed to be a pattern once upon a time that, like, every year it was like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to pull out the list from last year. And, you know, because I never really finished it last year, I dropped it somewhere in there. And so what I'm finding with my clients is I work with clients on these patterns of why are we starting over again is that sometimes we have self-sabotage programs, right, that are either incorporated into us with the current life, but oftentimes we've been carrying them with us for many past lives.
Absolutely. We're not just having these negative, bad habits. They're just popping up out of nowhere. They sometimes grow over lifetimes. So even like in the family, over many years that we kind of have them incorporated. And now since we're also wanting to go a little bit deeper into this, these habits, they are often and all and everything that's expressed in the universe has to be energetically present first. That means there's a blueprint to everything that is here. Like a house, the building that you're sitting in is first conceived as an idea, and then it's going to be brought to an architect, and then the building is being basically brought into manifestation. And now you're sitting in a building or an apartment or the place wherever you are because it was an idea. And now the idea is realized or materialized. And the same with the good habits and the same with the bad habits.
Yes. And that imprint, that blueprint that you're talking about is what I find, you know, we can go and address, right, in those past
yeah.
lives. There was once a blueprint in some past life where some of these bad habits or self-sabotaging programs was originated. And that's the great thing about the Atana Method, is that with the Atana Method energy healing, we have the access to go to address that original blueprint where that energy imprint started.
Exactly. And we can also help from there on to restructure the program so it can be more beneficial. When you just have the idea, I'm going to just, with my willpower, change this bad habit, most of the time what happens is this is not a willpower issue. It's not just I want it or I don't want it. It's more underlying is an irrigation system of bad habits that build up and create the foundation of that expressed dysfunctional behavior. And it's not just about, I'm just going to change it. It's more like we have to claim the energy flow that goes into these bad habits first, because there's an energy irrigation system that already irrigates it. And if you change the circuit energy flow and you turn that switch off, the energy is not going into that pattern, and the energy can be utilized for another habit or a better habit or better support, you know?
Exactly. So what the people want to say, instead of I'm going to change this negative habit that I have, they want to say, I want to change how I approach my life, and I'm going to go get some energy healing from an Atana Method energy healer practitioner. That's what they want to
change. That's the ideal solution. If they have the knowledge or the information to know what the Atana Method does and how effective it works, they would all, of course, line up. And the few people or the many people, they are, when they come and they want to go to that place of transformation and change, most of the time I made the experience in my practice when the people come to me that they already had they either served in some way or form, or they had a really good connection to God, or said their prayer really from the depth of their heart, and God gave them like that special connection where they say, you know what, you deserve some rapid transformation. And then I get these people, they're ready, and they say, why didn't I know all of this already? I would have done this like when I was like 15 years old. I could have saved myself so much time.
Well, that's the beauty of your sacred inner dialogue, right? I mean, yeah, you may not have done when you were 15, but that's what they can do when they come to us now, is to find this and identify these imprints and consider them for their transformation. That's why
it's rapid, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a quick commercial break. So if you want to check out Atana's website, it's ATANAMethod.com, AtanaMethod.com. We've been talking New Year's resolutions, and we're going to be talking about cleansing our energy. So stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
And welcome back to Let's Talk Healing, to Tana and Carol. And why don't you continue on?
Go ahead, Carol. You was going to say something.
We were talking about the sacred inner dialogue modality of the Atana method, and is the element that creates the rapid change. I feel like it's just so crucial. It's such an integral part, because in the sacred inner dialogue, we can find that original blueprint that you talked about earlier, right? And we can say, hey, this is where it all began. So mm-hmm. let's look at this. Let's talk about this. Let's address this. And mm-hmm. let's allow this original imprint to be transformed.
That's right. And it's more like a renegotiating of old contracts. It's like, is this still valid? Is this still effective for my life at this point? Or is it not effective anymore for me to sleep till 1 o'clock, you know? And now it's maybe better to wake up at 10 p.m. or a.m. or whatever the time is, and maybe even wake up with the birds. You know, we all have different rhythms. And you know what I even found out lately, even from an astrologist, from an astrologer, that the time of your birth is actually significant to what's your best performance time of the day. So if you're born at night, that's like your best performance time. If you're born in the morning, that's like when you are like functioning the best. Of course, my time is 10:58 p.m., so I'm warming up at 7 p.m., and I'm going like, I'm starting to even go and have my peak performance time of intellectual power, literally healing power at that time from around 7 till 12, you know, and everyone in their own ways. But if I go back to, and thank you for elaborating on that, Carol, the energy is the foundation. With changing the blueprint, sacred inner dialogue, and I went even a little bit further and saying, why didn't I know about this earlier? Whenever we know about this, whenever we know about healing, whenever we approach healing, we, of course, go always and look what we already missed instead of, I'm grateful that I have this tool right now because it can change my life in this moment. If we understand future, past, parallel life, then we know that there's no time wasted ever. And once we recognize that, we can truly put our whole being into this moment that we have right now. And I invite you right now in this moment to make this your Eckhart Tolle moment, where you say, it's happening now. But even go beyond that. Go into the Atana moment that is in all time. This moment right now contains all the time of all space ever happened. The only intention we have to do, or the only action we have to do, is having that intention, this focus of connecting with that consciousness that all time is actually happening right now here in this moment, so we don't feel we're missing out on something, so we don't feel like we're too far away from something, or we feel we have to still do any other form of effort. Stay focused right now in this moment. Know that this moment contains all of existence, the infinite, the whole universe, the whole multiverse, like a holographic room you have access from the space where you're at right now to all of existence. If you claim this power right now in this moment, you have literally accessed your multidimensional self. Just a little bonbon for you guys up there.
Well, and there were so many kernels there that brings me back to the first tenets that I learned from you about lack consciousness and abundance and oneness and being in the moment. But the thing there at the end where I went to was one of the things that you teach us so clearly and so well is about claiming our space. And when we allow these, even, you know, these blueprints, these imprints from the past, or the lack thinking of, oh, why didn't I do that? You know, that's like space that's being used within us,
right?
That's not helping us move forward. And so, like, everything that you just said spoke to, like, claim all of the space that you are in now, and then you'll discover that it's the whole universe.
Absolutely, and it gives us access to our to the hidden power that we didn't even know was accessible, because we are still in this lack consciousness that we're thinking we missed out on something, or we could be missing out on something, what then creates actually an event of missing out on something. And whenever we create something that we, and there's a beautiful saying, it's like, what you focus on, you become. I think it's an old Buddha quote. It's like, we have to acknowledge what's happening on the planet, the mess that's happening politically, whatever. But at the same time, we have to turn our focus back to the solution, to the healing, to what is really the harmony that needs to be expressed. Because there's so much disharmony. When you focus on all these events, on all the disharmonies, you will become disharmonious. And your responsibility is to stay focused on the harmony, on the balance, on the love, on the joy, on the happiness, on the ecstatic expression of yourself, ecstatically loving yourself, the universe, God, all of existence. And whenever we become aligned with that beauty, that's really when we fulfill our purpose, because we can live in that full expressed extension of our multidimensionality without that we're being pulled into a limitation or lack consciousness.
And that's where your mantras really come in to help. Because
the mantras, yes.
Right? Because we,
absolutely,
when we listen to the mantras and we chant the mantras, we're raising our vibration. How more we raise the vibration, how less we get pulled back into all of that disharmonious space.
Well, you got it from your own experience, and you know exactly the effect it has on your system. You know, a lot of people, they feel they don't have the tools, but really all what you want to focus on, and thank you for bringing this in, the mantras, they help you to shift your frequency from lack consciousness to unlimited prosperity. That means to levels of prosperity that you haven't even dreamed of.
Yes. Yes. As you said, I have firsthand experience with this. I'm not somebody that was, you know, like, was gifted from childhood or anything like that. I lived in a difficult situation where I had to learn to make a choice, you know, almost on a moment-by-moment basis of, like, how do I want to feel right now? What do I want to focus on right now? And how more I did my energy work and how more I chanted, how easier it was to look over to the light, to the oneness, to the abundance.
Yeah.
Right. And Carol, I'm going to ask you to hold that thought. We are taking live callers at 888-627-6008, and you can reach Atana at Atana Method, ATANAMethod.com. We will be right back.
La, 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 come to my island with me.
And we're back on Let's Talk Healing with Atana and Carol. And why don't you continue on, Carol, with your last thoughts?
Well, I was talking about the situation that I used to live in, which was not very supportive of me being moving forward into my healing path. And I was having to just make more and more conscious choices and decisions about, like, how did I want to feel? Did I want to feel in this lack that my family was, you know, pulling me into, or did I want to trust that there's that there's abundance out there. And how more I worked with the Atana method, with the self-healing and getting energy healing sessions, then I was able to, and then working with chanting these mantras, I was able to increase my frequency step by step. And each little increment, you know, I can remember thinking, well, I'm not moving very fast, right? But Atana explained to me that, but I'm very methodically moving forward one step at a time. So if anything shakes me, or if I step, you know, fall back a step, I'm only falling back a step. And so I moved forward one step at a time. And here's the other thing that is so beautiful about the Atana method, is that in my process, I did this consciously. So as my frequency raised, as my awareness, you know, shifted from lack to abundance, I knew it was happening, and I was making those choices. And that's one of the other beautiful gifts of Atana and the Atana method, is that this is so self-empowering. This is, you know, this is the person on their own awakening and healing path that we support them to take step by step.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said, Carol. And it's your first-hand experience. And that's the beauty. At the end of the day, there's so many modalities out there, and everybody can promise you the world. But honestly, there's no way around work. You have to apply your work. You have to apply yourself to this system. You have to do something. And ironically, when you love what you do, it's not going to be feeling like you're actually working. If you hate what you're doing, it's going to feel like hard work, and that's the problem. When you do whatever the heck it is that you want to do and that you're doing, make sure you love it. And when I started on my path of energy work, I loved doing energy work. I loved being able to be that conductor of energy work, being considered by the angels, by God and the universe, and the multiverse, and being in that sacred moment of being able to conduct this intention that is so sacred in life, where you say, I want to support this person. And in the beginning, I took, donations. And later on, I've tried to figure out what should I charge the people? And then I came to a very interesting formula. I was wondering, how long did it take me to recover from my session? And what does it cost me to recover from my session that I just gave? And sometimes when you work with somebody who has a very traumatic experience and trauma that you're supporting in their healing process, you may need a couple hours to just recover. That's a couple hours you've taken away from your own life, and you should consider that. And a lot of people think, well, healing should be just free. Jesus heals everyone. Well, one second. When you go and you ask the massage therapist to give you a massage, do you pay him, or do you just say, hey, you should be just doing this for free? Or any service that you're receiving on the planet, you're not even thinking about it. Of course you would pay him. But when it comes to healing work or energy healing, people think like, well, it shouldn't cost anything. Well, why? Because it's not fully visible. But as it's happening, the results are amazing. How more energy work you do, how more you recognize what a valid transformational tool this is on the planet. And by the way, I have an energy healing class coming up next weekend, the 9th, 10th, 11th, in Nashville, Tennessee. If you have time, come participate, become an energy healer. Even if you feel you don't want to do one-on-one sessions, you may be just wanting to heal your own life. Even for that, your own family, even you're healing your pet. It's an amazing tool to have with you. For the rest of your life, you're being able to actually do healing work on yourself, on your pet, on your family, And if you want to go further, you can even become an energy healer. Start to work on other people with the Atana method.
It's invaluable. To do the self-healing, it's just, you just get so much further along, right? You can come and get an energy healing session, and it's fantastic. But when you can go home and carry through and keep up the momentum with the self-healing work that you get from an Atana method class, then it's just how much faster you can move through all the changes that you want to create.
And I love it that I have you right working here in Nashville, Carol. This is so good to have you, Jeff, Linda, and Kat, and all the energy healers that work with the Atana method here and all over the country. In fact, this is going bigger and bigger every day, and I want to make sure that everyone has an Atana method specialist or healer right next to you in your city or in your town, wherever you are, and you can experience it, and you go deeper with that consciousness. And it's not even about the Atana method. It's about what the Atana method activates in you, what is your own potential. That's really the exciting part. The Atana method activates in the practitioner their own power. The practitioner activates in their own work with their own client the power that is dormant in the client. And once we get back and we remember the power that we have, the healing power, the self-healing power that we have, we can start applying it to everything.
Everything. I had a friend who was having an issue. She lives in an apartment, right, and was having an issue. And I said, well, work with the higher self of your room. And,
that's right.
You know, light bulbs went off, you know, and everything can be considered.
You're right. And everything has a higher self. You can think even about the room, the carpet, the house, nature, the car, the consciousness, the higher self of a car. You can go about anything. The Atana method will help you and open you up for your unlimited vastitude of beingness.
And that's when you start to just get a glimpse of this. You know, I've been working with you for 10 years, and, you know, and I keep feeling like it's like, oh, I think I got a glimpse of this unlimitedness. You know? But when you were describing, you know, how each level, you know, you open up your unlimitedness, you know, the Atana method practitioners open up our unlimitedness. We help our clients open up their unlimitedness. It's like, that's just like blossoming, right? Like lotus flower, opening up.
Yeah.
And that's such a beautiful contrast to that world, you know, that we live in, where everything wants to close you down, limit.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're absolutely right.
It's a breath of fresh air.
It's a ripple effect.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to go to a commercial break. So, if you want to ask the Energy Guru Atana a question live, call in now at 888-627-6008, and we will be right back.
La 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 la. Come to my island with me.
And we're back on Let's Talk Healing with Atana and Carol. And I know, Atana, there's going to be some sage advice from the pit boss today, right?
Today we're going to have somebody here that's an alter ego that comes in once in a while. It's the pit boss, the gambler from the casinos that has a sage of advice by just watching the people and seeing how people behave in the casinos. Now, the pit boss gives us an insight. And here as the pit boss, I'm going to give you an insight. When I'm, as the pit boss, watching the people going to a casino, and I see how the people are enjoying themselves, and they're drunk, and they're walking around in the casinos, and then they pull out their money and put it, like, on the table, on the dice table, or they put it, like, on the blackjack table or on the roulette table. It's so interesting when you think about whenever it goes about money, that's the least amount of thinking that is going to be done actually happens in the casino when their business actually is money. If you go in a supermarket and you want to buy something, you don't really go necessarily drunk in there and you don't care which product you're buying or whatever you're paying for. But when I see people in the casino, they go and they put like $10 on some number and they don't even care. They don't even understand the whole systematic of it. And it's so interesting when you get to this place and you see in the casino how the system is actually flowing, how there is no real windows in the casino. There is no clocks in the casino. There's like nobody wants you to know what time it is. Nobody wants you to see the light. And when you go and you bet, the toughest part is nobody thinks that anything counts. When somebody picks up and rolls the dice, you constantly see in these movies how a drunk person just has a smile on their face and just throws the dice. Now think about a tennis player. Think about a tennis player playing tennis. You think that tennis player just hits the ball somewhere and expects the ball to actually hit exactly that line or just in that square? That would be ludicrous. The same with rolling the dice. If you want a certain number on your dice, you have to set the dice in a specific way. You have to find a relaxed way how you roll the dice. And you have to do one more thing. You have to have the intention. Then, on top of it, you need to know where you're going to bet. And when I see how unconscious people are when it comes to their outcome intentions, it gives you an idea how people, where and how people start to applying themselves to their lives. Anytime you go and you see the people in the casinos not even thinking actually that anything matters. And you can already tell these people count the cards. They know there's a systematic behind it. There's a system behind everything. Look at football. Look at soccer. Everybody who hits a soccer ball, and that's a professional, has one intention, to hit the goal. But when you go, for example, in a craps table, people are screaming, yelling, pushing each other with the elbows, and are drunk or just thinking nothing matters. Everything matters everywhere at all times. Now, let me give you an insight what I can see. Learn about everything, every structure that you can. Even if it looks like something that doesn't make sense. Look at people who learn about the statistics about football, soccer, baseball. It's about something that's been thrown somewhere and a specific result is expected. The same with intentions. Your intention is like a ball, like a dice. And today, when you throw the dice, don't just throw them with thinking, I'm just throwing them out there and who knows and nothing matters. Every little bit counts. When you throw a football, when you throw a pass, you want that player to catch that ball. So you're throwing it as precise as you can. When you throw your intention to the universe, to God, throw that intention as accurate, as defined as possible, so that God can catch it and bring it and get a touchdown for you, or as I say, heartache. That's a four and a four. All right, happy day. Happy day from the pit boss. All right, give me a second to get back into my conversation with wonderful Carol.
I loved that sage advice from the pit boss.
Well, the pit boss has just a different point of view, and I like to bring in sometimes my alter egos because it does help to give a different point of view, and it helps people to see life from a different perspective, you know.
Well, and it made me think of, you know, being grounded, you know, because you're being present in every moment.
That's
I can
right.
remember over the years, you know, when I first started working with you and the idea was brought forth about, you know, being grounded. Hey, Carol, are you present? Where are you? And, you know, grounding to me was like, well, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, the dirt outside.
Yeah.
And it seems like I can tell that it's one of those things that unfolds, right? So I would get a deeper understanding of being grounded, right? And then I'd go, oh, that's what he was talking about. And, you
Beautiful.
Know, a year or two would go by, and then I'd get a deeper understanding of it. And but that's what I was thinking of as you were talking about the intention of, you know, like, are you just unconsciously walking through life, or do you have an intention for your day? And
that's right.
You know, that's one of the disciplines that I developed over the years working with you, is to have that intention of my day, of being conscious and awake and having intention about what I'm doing.
Yeah, and even if it's a crapshoot, make it the most accurate crapshoot that you can. Don't try to hit the chip. Don't try to hit the chip. Don't try to hit the people around the table. Roll the dice when no hands are involved. And make your intention clear, because ultimately when we send out our intentions to the universe, or we keep something, some focus on a specific outcome, let's make it as clear as possible, and not like not integrating or including all the interferences. There's a lot of interference that has to be addressed. Often I say, make your intentions as powerful so that you are in New York and on the other side, on the other side of the street, in loud traffic, actually you're seeing a friend, and that friend actually can hear you when you say, hey, are you not like, are you Karen? Karen, is Karen listening? Can she hear you? Your goal is the universe. Your intention is what you're shouting out there. And the traffic is all that interference that we have going on a daily basis. There's billions of intentions floating around. There's billions of interferences. There's electromagnetic interferences. How strong is your intention from your heart that you can actually hold that intention all the way until you see the outcome?
All right, guys. And on that, we are going to go to another commercial break. If you want to call in, last chance to call in live, it's 888-627-6008. You can check out Atana at atanamethod.com, and we'll be right back.
La, 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 la. Come to my island with me.
And we're back on Let's Talk Healing with Atana and his guest, Carol. And Atana, maybe in this segment you can also mention again what you've got coming up for this year, and maybe talk a little bit about what's on your website.
Okay. We have several things coming up. The energy healing class, 3-day energy healer intensive, is coming up Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 9th, 10th, and 11th. Beginning of March, we have Raise Your Vibe weekend. That's in Pennsylvania. And in April, I'm going to be speaking on the Empowered Light Expo. And I know a lot of people are interested in the Atana Method class, the online class. And, of course, anytime you are, and you're going to be in Kentucky, Carol, right, this coming weekend?
Yes, at the Inner Light Festival in Kentucky.
Inner Light Festival in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be there with Jeff, yeah?
Yes, Jeff Carlisle.
Perfect. So, and I'm going to be here doing the crystal classes tonight, tomorrow at 7. Every Friday at 7, we have the crystal class introducing metaphysical aspects of healing crystals. And then tomorrow, I'm also going to do from 3 to 5 Peter Sticks an entity clearing and handling class. That means teaching how to deal with overwhelming entities or earthbound spirits. We are all right now in times where we are getting overwhelmed, and there's a lot of frequencies that are interfering with us. So I'm teaching also how to clear yourself, stay clear, and when you get overwhelmed or bogged down and you have these heavy emotions, how to clear them so they don't take control over your life. Lori?
Yes. Why don't you talk a little bit about the website and how people can download certain things that they may need?
Yes, we have the one-mans going on, too. We have the one-mans going on Wednesdays from 1:30. Oh, that's good. I really left the one-mans out. The one-mans are so powerful every week. They keep so many people going. You can tune in with the through any meeting. You can tune in over the phone, computer, or you come into the healing space. And I'm also taking it to wherever I am traveling to with me, where I bring the one-man to you, whichever city I am. It's going to be next week here, again, in Nashville, Tennessee. If you are close in Nashville to our healing center, just jump into the healing center at 1:30 p.m. Central, and we're going to have the one-man here. You can also download the previous one-man, and you can experience under different topics. You can find and see which topic works for you, and you can basically download them. The prosperity healing mantras, I highly recommend you do the prosperity healing mantras. If you want to move forward in your prosperity, into your unlimited prosperity, and you feel like you reached your glass ceiling, this is the way, this is the time to really apply the prosperity healing mantras. Then, like I said, the online class, the Atana Healing Method class, you can do online. You can find this on my website, atanamethod.com. We also have our Nashville Crystal Store here that's soon going to expand. The Nashville Crystal Store is something that I highly recommend you to explore if you are in Nashville. It's in the Berry Hill area, 2819 Columbine Place, or you find it online, nashvillecrystalstore.com. And you have to jump into the store and experience the biggest Nirvana quartz on the planet. We have this amazing Nirvana quartz. You know the small pieces that you usually see on shows? This is the biggest on the planet. Once you come in, it's like it puts you right into the meditation, into your Nirvanic self. And, and there's always more. The online class and the YouTube channel, check me out on Facebook, Instagram. You can find me. If you want transformation, you can find the Atana Method. If you're ready to make it happen this year, if you are ready to make it happen every year, be part of this transformational movement that we are here creating. This dynamic is so powerful. Be part of it. Flow with us. Find your space. Find your purpose.
Now, Tom, people who are listening for the first time, would the YouTube videos be a good way for them to kind of start out and get a feel for you and your style?
Yeah, the YouTube free videos, they are free. Now, there are the one-mans are really energetically geared towards rapid clearing and transformation. If you want to get closer to the stars, why don't you check out my book, Sacred Inner Dialogue? That you can also go to Amazon, find it there as an audiobook, as a Kindle download, or even on iTunes. Get it, or even like on paperback. Get it on Amazon. It's called Sacred Inner Dialogue. When you start with the Sacred Inner Dialogue, that brings you and invites you to how the modality is working, because it's very complex. At the same time, it's a very simple how you can approach it and how you can change your life. Change is super simple. It comes with one intention, change. And that's how simple it can be, but we have to get back to our roots where we can truly start to integrate this in our daily experience levels.
And all right, I'd like to interject something. If I
go
can.
Ahead.
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes left. So,
okay. On the one-minute meditation, I know that some people might be hesitant to like get the download or listen to it over the phone because they feel like they need to be present in order to really feel it. And I am here to attest that the energetic transformation really does come through on the phone and on the recording. There was a time when, you know, I was having, you can listen to the recording anytime, of course, but there was a time when I was having trouble getting to sleep at night, and I would listen to a one-man, and it would just put me into that harmonious state, you know, and then I would have a very nice night's sleep. And so it really does come through in the recording.
Very good point. Well, thank you, everybody.
Thank you. And thank you, Carol, for joining Atana. And if you need a solution to change your life, you got to call the energy guru, Atana. Go to his website, atanamethod.com. And thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Healing with Energy Guru Atana. We're looking forward to having you join us again for more healing information from him next week. Join us then.